Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Gas is cheap.
Actually, I saw there was a big spike in gas today.
Oh, of course.
In advance of Memorial Day weekend.
It's like roses on Valentine's Day. Foot.
Yeah, USA Today had the headline that there was a big spike in demand before the holiday weekend. So the airport will be busier. Give yourself an extra few minutes if you're going to the airport, because even our airport can get busy, particularly at Terminal B, Southwest. So just be aware of all that normal holiday weekend stuff.
Cheapest gas in, Missouri has the seventh cheapest gas right now at $2.54 a gallon, according to AAA. The now anti-abortion state of Alabama has the cheapest gas. How about that? $2.45. Per
What's
gallon.
It around here, about 250?
254 in Missouri.
Yeah, I think I said, I don't drive by a QT on my way to work anymore. I used to know that every day, what it was, the QT on Metcalf. Now I don't do that anymore. But yeah, that's not bad.
Most expensive states for gas, you can probably guess number one, California.
Or Illinois, yeah, or New York.
Illinois is not in the top 10, neither is New York.
Here's why, because Illinois is stupidly expensive north of I-80 in Chicago, mm-hmm. and really cheap across the rest of the state.
California, Hawaii, Washington State, Nevada, and then Alaska. Those are your
Alaska's an anomaly to me about that.
It's not a real country.
Well, because they have oil there. I mean, that's why they do that permanent fund dividend check for just living in Alaska every year. So it's interesting to me that, but everything's expensive.
I'll put this up. If you want to compare all the different states, you can.
Is Iowa gas cheaper than Missouri gas? Should we wait in the debate about where to get gas?
No.
Missouri's going to be cheaper
than
Iowa.
Going to be cheaper.
Missouri's got the lowest gas tax in the country. What am I even saying?
Yeah, the seventh cheapest
gas.
We
refuse to ever pass a gas tax increase.
Fix our roads, but we don't want to spend extra money to do it.
No.
I want the government to do it, but I don't want socialism. Figure out what you want, people.
Well, here's what they want is for...
roads fixed for free.
Lawmakers to not tack other things onto that bill. They don't want gas tax money going for police, which I get... I understand that's bad politics and you don't like that. And I get that, but you still need to pass gas tax increase at some point.
Man, these roads suck. You want a gas tax? No.
Yeah.
Okay. What about a cigarette tax? No. No. Are you kidding? But we want stuff fixed around here.
Yeah.
We want that bridge fixed. How about a tax? No, we're not paying for it. We want the government to take care of us.
Is gas going to get cheaper in Minnesota? Do we know?
Let me look at the entire list of 50 here.
Here's what, does anybody regularly drive from here to Minneapolis? Everybody ever done that drive? Because here's what I know when I drive to Illinois. I know to get gas before I cross into Illinois because it's cheaper in Missouri. So I plan when I need gas. It's significantly cheaper in Missouri, like 15 cents a gallon cheaper. As soon as you cross into Illinois, it goes up dramatically. And the further north I get into my drive, the higher it goes. So if I don't know if we can avoid getting gas in Minnesota, but if so, I wonder if that's good.
I don't know what gas prices would be in Minnesota. All I have here from USA Today, top 10, low, top 10, bottom 10.
I'll go to gasbuddy.com.
You'll be
fine. They've got an app, too. I don't doubt that I'll be fine.
You'll
I'm just wondering where to get the cheapest gas. Especially on a trip where you're burning some gas.
Let me ask you a question.
Here we go.
We'll do this afterwards.
Here we go.
Let me ask you a question. Wicked's asking
deep questions.
I got to know from people. Like, and maybe if you're pinching pennies and you're real and your budget is really tight, I mean, zero disrespect by this, all right? But if it's $2.55 or $2.65, does that matter a ton to you?
No, but if you can save money, why not save money?
But if I were to, if on one side of the street, I see $2.55, and on the other side of the street, I see $2.65, and I happen to be on the $2.65, and I fill up my entire gas tank, that is $1.40.
But you add that up, why not save the money? Especially if it's right there, why not save the money?
Well, plus you have a pretty small gas tank. I have a 33-gallon gas tank.
Okay, hillbilly pickup truck.
And so that 10 cents, man, that adds up when you hit 33 gallons.
I have a 14 or a 15-gallon tank.
Yeah.
Just decent size.
13 and a half.
That's pretty big for a car, actually. Yeah. I mean, usually like 12.
And my car's a hybrid.
Oh.
So I can go for a while without filling up gas.
So it's a moot point.
Right. Like, for me, it's different. But are people really, like, what's the cent value? Like, will you drive, if you live in Overland Park, will you drive to the other side of the state line just for that? Or will you try to push it, maybe, Jamie, till you get into Missouri, coming from different states, coming from Iowa, coming from Illinois, coming from wherever, just to save a couple of bucks?
I mean, I'll be honest, but why not save a couple of bucks? I do consciously make the decision when I do the drive to Illinois that I just know the gas prices are going to be cheaper in Missouri. Now, sometimes I can't avoid it because I'm in Illinois long enough that I have to get a tank of gas. But yeah, I am aware that I'm saving money by being in Missouri. Why not save the money if it's not, you know, why not save the money? That adds up. Why throw away money?
Ray is in Topeka. Ray, thanks so much for hanging, buddy. What do you got for us on gas prices?
Well, I remember when it was now. It was like 2008. I just got this car given to me, and my finances were limited. And I was driving home, and I saw this place that had gas that was like 20 cents cheaper than anywhere else in town. So I stopped and I filled up my tank. Well, it ended up costing me a lot of money to get the motor fixed. And I was like, if I would have just paid that extra 20 cents a gallon, it would have saved me money. So it isn't always the lowest price that's the best value. I only get gas at two different places in my vehicles because of that.
I kind of agree with Ray. Unless I am desperate and I'm in the middle of nowhere and that gas light's flashing and it's like Frank's gas off of Route 66 and there's nothing around, I'll hold out for a Mobil or I'll hold out for a BP or I'll hold out for a QT or whatever.
I have never noticed the difference in my car based on where I get my gas. Maybe, I don't know, because maybe my car's older. I have no idea. But I never have noticed that my car runs better or not based on where I get my gas.
I just feel like there's going to be in my head, and maybe it's all in my head, that the guys that are driving the big tanker trucks know what they're doing better, whatever the process is to get the gas into the ground, to then get it into the pump, to then filter it in whatever way they have to do, that I'm not smart enough to know, that it's going to be more regulated. It's going to be better done at Mobil or QT or whatever than at Frank's gas in the middle of absolutely nowhere. And it could be all in my head, Jamie. It could be completely in the back of my mind.
Yeah, I just go for whatever's there and whatever's the cheapest and convenient.
I understand.
Because I've just never noticed it. If I were to notice a difference, and again, my car's a little older, like it's not, but it runs great. Maybe if I had a newer car, maybe I would notice the difference more. But it's not, you know.
Is it gas is gas in your mind?
So yeah.
Okay.
Because I think about gas mileage and I pay attention to that, especially if I'm doing a longer drive. But I don't notice, it's not running, you know, it's not brand new. So it's not running 100% all the time anyway. It doesn't have the pickup that it used to. Like, I never know that better than
that
when
cobalt
I go.
That cobalt doesn't have the pickup it used to.
No,
huh?
But I'm a pretty good, like, I get the most out of the pickup that it has. I never notice it more than when I go to Illinois and rent a car. I go to see my family 6-9 times a year, so I fly through Midway and rent a car there for the weekend, and I never notice the deficiencies of my vehicle until I rent something that is 6 months old, and I'm like, oh, this is kind of fun.
Do you are you taking your car this weekend?
But mine's paid for and free. No, she's driving. I said
she's
that earlier
driving.
That she.
Gotcha.
That's why I got to be the good caffeinated passenger.
See, if I was going on a 6-hour ride, like let's say me and Sam were going somewhere on a 6-hour ride, Sam's like, I'm driving. I'm out. I'm sleeping before we hit to the exit ramp. Man.
Oh, no, you're not. I'm going to talk the whole time. I'll keep you awake.
That's bad passenger behavior.
Hey, you know what? Grow up.
He's doing the drive. Your
That's
job
right.
is to... And, you know, you're supposed to have fun.
Sam's going
to... You're supposed to have fun on the drive.
Do guys go into a road trip? Let's say it's just you and your buddy. It's a 6-hour trip. Let's say it was me and Sam. Sam, do you expect us to have fun on our drive to Minneapolis?
I mean, I don't know. Define fun.
Like talk?
Talking crap
oh, yeah.
about
I mean, we'll
other
definitely,
people.
Definitely
listening to
be
music?
Talking smack listening to music.
Listen
definitely.
To music that you both like?
Because Sam's going to put on some country music garbage that I'm going to hate.
Stop, why do you criticize everything
I like?
I like
more than just country music.
Why do you take every opportunity with something that you know I like to criticize? Because I don't do that to you.
Country music's awesome.
I do not do that to you. Ever.
What's?
I never mock things you like. I think your taste in food's a little
chicken
different.
Chicken nuggets, flip flops, but I don't Sour Patch Kid ice cream.
I don't go out of my way to mock it.
I don't know. You could easily make fun of his shower flip flops that he wears all the time.
But I
they're
don't.
$1. They're $1 from Old Navy.
I don't. I think that's good and frugal. I appreciate that if you're going to engage in this behavior that I think is, it's fine.
Fine. See, she says she hides behind the word fine.
At least you're being frugal about it, which I respect.
Let's get Sam admission up. Hey, Sam, does it matter where we get gas?
Yes, it does. This is Steven. I like caffeinated Jamie. You should pay her extra to swallow down coffee in the morning.
Everybody likes caffeinated Jamie.
I like her better, too, believe me.
She's much better than regular Jamie. Well, listen, my mechanic has told me that most of those, stay away from those quick shop gases. Those are laden with water. Only do BP, only do the more expensive gasolines. But there's a huge difference in my eyes between a dollar and price. I mean, I've cut my driving. I drive a lot. And just in this last year, when we've done a dollar's difference, I've cut my driving in half. I mean, it's a big deal. The difference between $1.60 or $1.70 gas and $2.60 for people that do this for a living is massive for me. I don't know. Maybe I'm weird or maybe it's different, but I can tell you that I will, the higher it goes, I will decrease my usage exponentially. And don't go to those little quick shops, because that'll cost you mileage, that'll cost you maintenance on your engine. Don't get lazy and just say, well, I'm going to fill up anywhere, the gas all the same. It's not all the same. It's definitely not all the same.
Hey, thank you for your phone call, Steve. Have yourself a great weekend. See, again, that's what I think, too.
But have you ever actually checked? Like, that's your thought, but have you ever evaluated your car on this tank of gas from this place versus that place?
I mean, you can't really check it. It's whether or not your engine is going to break down or not. I work for a gas station, and the gas station I work for has a guarantee. So if you fill up there and then you have something and you can prove that it, you know, it came from the fuel line, they'll fix your engine for you.
But what would go wrong from getting gas at, say, QT versus Shell or Shell versus Frank's gas station or whatever? Because I'm throwing out names because I have no idea who's got the best gas, quote unquote.
It's just the amount of water in the gas line. So it's how much care the person takes when they're filling the tank, how much care the station takes in taking care of their tanks.
But my question is, how is that going to affect your vehicle and how it runs or what could go wrong?
The combustion, because, you know, water can't combust.
I don't know cars, so what does that mean for the way it runs?
So it injects fuel into it, and then the pistons create a combustion, which is essentially how it powers your car. And so if there's gas in the line, it won't run as efficiently. If there's water in the line, it won't run as efficiently. That's also why they sell that heat stuff for the winter.
So gas mileage is what you're talking about.
Gas mileage, it hurts the engine because it's struggling to run.
But am I going to be able to tell that? Because I can't tell the difference in how my car runs.
I don't know.
Your gas mileage will go down. Your engine is strained more, which means it won't last as long.
But you don't know the difference from one gas station to the next, right? Or you haven't evaluated?
I'm going to Shell, or I'm going to BP, or I'm going to Mobile, just to ensure that Frank's gas doesn't poison my engine.
And I'm wondering if that's a theory. A theory and not a fact.
Do you not believe?
Do you not want to support local? Do you not want to support local Frank's gas station? Because, you know, Shell's a big company. Do you not want to support your local... your local small business? You don't. Why do you hate small businesses?
I don't hate.
Why are you against small Frank's gas station? He's trying to make a living.
What's wrong with Frank? Why do we just go why to Frank's Frank? Gas station?
Right now, there's some guy like in Sedalia listening to us on some small transistor radio named Frank, who owns his own gas station. It's the only one in Sedalia. And he's like, God, Jamie and Wicket is picking on my gas station.
Yeah. Why do you hate small businesses? Why not support the local man?
I'm corporate, man. What can I say?
The local business. I'm shop at Walmart, too.
When I need a good
Target.
Laugh. I do shop at Target.
Yeah.
I shop at Walmart when I need a good laugh.
Yeah. And other big retailers.
Right. I'm always at Dick's.
Why are you against small business?
I'm not against.
Support your local.
Let's see. When's the last time I shopped
at
a small...
So what if he has bad gas?
But again... I'm in it for me.
Yeah, not the small business.
No, I want my car. Because if my car breaks down, I don't know if water in my gas tank is covered by my warranty.
But I've never heard of someone's car breaking down because of the kind of gas they use. If that was true, then gas stations would have to be like licensed and stuff and have a rating on them based on the kind of whether your car's going to break down from the gas.
And we just don't know about
well,
it.
Well, I'm going to find all right. out during the break.
If you work at an auto mechanic shop, auto repair shop, a gas station, if you're a gas exec, call us. 576-7798. Is Frank's gas... Sorry, Frank.
Bad.
Is Frank's gas as good as Mobil, BP, Shell, the big boys?
Here's the other question I'll ask if we have gas station experts that are calling. Yeah, I have other questions.
Yes, yeah, please.
Like, to use your example earlier, why is, I'll just use your two big examples. Why is the Shell station on one side of the street, Metcalf, all in Kansas?
Sure.
Why is, let's say, BP on one side of the street selling gas for 10 cents cheaper or more expensive than the guy directly across the street? Are they just choosing to make more money off of you, or is there a reason? Like, did they buy it more expensively, and so they're passing on that cost to you?
My only guess for that, and I don't know,
I need somebody to tell me.
Here's my theory. My theory.
Which it's non-factually based theory.
You know how traffic engineers have convinced us that zipper merging is the right way to go?
We're on the same side of that, right?
We are. Okay, good. I've come to your side.
I was worried about what was about to happen.
I've come to your side. I'm going to guess that traffic engineers have determined that more traffic is on the side of the street where the gas can be 4 cents cheaper. And over time, they have figured if you go 4 cents cheaper, nobody's going to care. But 5 cents cheaper or 8 cents cheaper will make somebody flip to the other side. You know what I mean? So I'm going to bet that.
But wait, you have traffic going in both directions.
But I'm going to bet, like, coming, just depending on the direction of Metcalf, if they know that there are going to be even 1,000 more cars that day, they can raise their price by 4 cents and still make more money than the one on the other side.
But isn't there going to be equal traffic in both directions?
This is my theory, that traffic engineers know which way people are driving more, you know, maybe on the way to work, or the way from work.
But do gas prices change that much in the course of a day?
Don't know.
Does Shell gas station...
Anybody know the answer?
$2.50 a gallon in the morning. Like, let's say your theory is correct. I'm just asking the question. Let's say your theory is correct that northbound Metcalf is busier in the morning. Mm-hmm. But those same people would take that same way to get home. So the
Not necessarily.
So then they make it more... The guy on the right side... So let's say you're going north and you're on the northbound
side.
Northbound side. You're going to make it more expensive in the afternoon, in the morning, when people are going your direction more, and then lower it in the evening?
And
the other guy's going to raise it across the street?
Is that legal? I don't even know if that's legal. I have no idea. But I'm guessing somewhere somebody figured out that if you're near an on-ramp,
I mean, that's demand. Mm-hmm. That's you're more expensive based on where you are. I'm just wondering, two gas stations exactly the same place next to each other across the street, why is one selling gas for more? Because you'd think they would make it the same because people are going to go to the cheaper place.
I don't think people go to the cheaper place. If it's 3 cents over the course of a 15-gallon tank, it's 45 cents. I'd pay 50 cents not to have to turn left, get in traffic, wait, just to go save 45 cents.
Then why does the guy across the street with the cheaper gas not just raise it to the higher price across the street? Why is he losing money?
Gas experts. All right, gas knowledge. Joe and Lee's Summit. Spit. Go ahead, bud.
Yeah, a couple things. Gas prices will vary whether or not they have ethanol mixed into it. You may have seen some are E10. It also can vary by taxes, whether they sell concessions, because there's very little margin on gasoline. But there's more on, like, say, Snickers bar. So you may notice that some places that have a lot of food or stuff to sell, they can get away with lower price gas. The heat, it doesn't remove the water. It just helps it mix in. You know, oil and water will separate. You know, oil and or water and alcohol mix, and the alcohol helps it to mix in and get processed through the system. A little bit of water in the system will actually tend to steam clean combustion chambers. But if it gets all in one slug, obviously it doesn't burn, so that can stop or create other problems. And if it's in your lines when it gets cold, it's going to freeze. And, you know, if you want to get more in the chemistry, get into ionic or covalent bonding and why things form crystals and some don't, why water expands when it turns to solid and other things don't. But as far as gas, you know, most everybody uses this. If you look at the national scale, they use the same pipeline system. It's just a matter of which trucking company and additive packages, but then it also goes into, like some people touched on, how they maintain the tank, just like a gas tank. Just like some cars, they let them sit and they collect water in the tank from condensation. Others keep them cycled and cleaned out. It's more about care, like washing your hands at a restaurant. than necessarily the chain. And that's why you sometimes even see differences in gas prices between the same gas station chain, depending on location or area. Does that help a bit?
Jamie?
Sure. I followed a lot of that.
That went way over my head.
I got a lot of that.
I'm not going to lie.
I might need a little reinforcement of that.
Joe, appreciate it, man. I am not smart enough to comprehend 90% of what he just said.
But 10% is pretty good.
10% is not bad.
You know, it's but a good
Joe,
start.
Thank you, man. Have yourself a great weekend. If you're on hold, we're going to get to it because we need to answer the question.
People are driving this weekend.
This is the reason
why. This
is
valid information.
And is it worth it to stop at Frank's Gas?
Support a small business.
As opposed to the corporation of Mobil.
The big guy.
Exxon, BP,